How do we shine light into the darkness of the dietary jungle? What do we really need to eat and do to heal our bodies, find emotional balance, and achieve optimal health? This podcast will bring you the answers to these questions. My name is Fabio Bellanova, and you are listening to the Intuitive Health Podcast. I would say that most of us have learned through the educational system that most of us went through that cooking food was one of the biggest factors in the evolution of mankind. And in today's episode, I want to question that and explain to you why I believe differently. So let's look at nature. I touched on this. I talked about this in my first episode, talking about the optimal human diet. So I just want to really quickly touch on that. All animals in nature eat a raw food diet. Not a single animal in nature cooks its food. And what does actually happen when we cook food? When we cook food, we destroy its raw natural state. We especially destroy the enzymes in the food, which helps build a microgut biome to build a strong immune system. And so it just, from that, this alone tells us that it doesn't really make sense to cook food in the first place. But many people say that by cooking food, it made us available or able to have more calories and survive in different climates and different climate zones and be able to inhabit more parts of the earth. And that is definitely true. It made us able to survive in climates which we are optimally and originally not meant to be living in. Because truly, we are islander species. We are tropical or at least subtropical species meant to be living in warm or hot climates where we don't have to wear clothes, we don't have to heat the house, we can just walk around, or technically, it's not allowed in most places, walk around naked in our natural human self, how God or whatever you believe in created us. And this is where we are meant to be living. But for some reason, we had to step away from it, or we stepped away from it consciously or unconsciously, whatever happened, we don't really know. But we used other methods to survive in other climates. So we used methods of cooking, legumes, beans, some vegetables, root vegetables, meat, to preserve it or to make it edible so we can have some form of nourishment. But truly, we are not thriving with it. We are just surviving with it. So I understand if you still think, oh, this is like, yeah, it kind of makes sense in theory, but what are the bases? What are you like? How do you, where do you get that information from? And this is just thinking logically. This is analyzing what's going on. This is analyzing all the different species in nature, analyzing our bodies, looking at our physiology, which shows very clearly that we are a frugivore species. So we are not meant to eat cooked food at all. No processed foods for sure. No chemicals, no preservatives, no flavor adding. We are not meant to be eating animal products. We are not meant to be eating anything that can't be eaten in its raw natural state. Now you might be thinking, oh, humans have been eating cooked food and animal products and now processed foods for a long time, and the world is still running, it's still working. But if we look very closely, we see that the people are getting health problems, people are getting out of control, nature is not in balance anymore. And I'd like to talk about my own experience also, because as most of the people in the world, I've been eating cooked food for most of my life, because that's just what most of us grow up with. And as soon as I realized that we are a frugivore species, a fruitarian species, and I started incorporating more fruits, more raw living foods in general, vegetables also, like herbs, living fermented products like sauerkraut, or even making my own coconut yogurt or yogurt from nuts. And things like that, I just felt the difference. And the difference is immense. It's like, I can't even describe how big the difference is and how different we feel eating raw living food, raw food, or predominantly, at least predominantly raw food, compared to cooked food, processed food, animal products. And literally everybody needs to experience this at least once. I don't want to tell people what they should do, because everybody has their free will. Everybody should go with their instincts and what feels right for them. But I truly believe if everybody would live in a natural environment, would eat a natural or it's somewhat close to a natural optimal human diet, there wouldn't be nearly as many problems. I wouldn't say there would be no problems in the world, because like always something is going on. We live in duality. But I would say that most problems in the world would be eradicated. There would be no wars. There would be no health problems, or close to none. There would be peace amongst all of us. There would be no animals being killed. We would take care of nature and everything would go back into balance. This is how it's the world is meant to be looking like. And we are moving into that direction. If you are seeing it, or if you don't, we are moving in this direction. I can clearly see it, and it's not a belief. It's just what is happening right now. We are awakening. People are realizing that we can't continue to eat processed foods. We need to take care of our health. We need to start healing ourselves, finding homeostasis, and finding the strength within, and finding the balance, so we can fully heal ourselves and then start healing other people, helping people, supporting people, and growing our own food, living sustainable in sustainable ways, connecting with nature again. And then step by step, we as a collective, we are eradicating all the problems in the world step by step. And just watch what is happening in the world. Yes, I know it's chaotic right now. A lot of stuff is going on. But out of chaos, order is created. It's always like that. Order can only be created out of chaos. And this is why all of what's going on right now is happening. To bring us back to ourselves, so we can focus on what's really, truly important in our lives. And then we can find solutions to the problems that are going on in this world. So I truly believe there will be mostly, or if not only, good things coming out of the current times. But we need to stay strong. We need to focus ourselves. We need to nourish ourselves properly, connect with nature, and then everything will be fine, and everything is fine, because it's all meant to be. So this is my message for you for today's episode. And yeah, as always, I thank you so, so much for tuning in, and I hope to see you in the next one. As yeah, if you want to see more of my private life and some other insights into my life, you can also check me out on Instagram at fabio.bellanova. This is my Instagram account. So send me a message there. Feel free to connect with me. I always love talking to people and connecting. So thank you again so much for tuning in into this episode, and see you in the next one. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.